Tango Mobile. RN0TRW2T.
KB2HXS.
Oh, hello, Dave. W2T Mobile.
What's going on? I haven't heard Tom on today yet. Maybe I haven't been on enough.
Well, I haven't. I just got back Thursday, so I haven't been. I've been out of town for a week. Come back Thursday, so just got my radio put back where it needed to be in the car today, so I thought I'd give a holler and see what he was up to.
A chance to get in there, but, all right, well, like I said, I didn't hear him. Well, I've been on and off the radio pretty much today, so I haven't heard him in there. I know he's got that HT set up wherever he's sitting in the house there, so. All right, I'll let you continue to listen for him.
I'll talk to you too. You know, I'm not bashful about talking to my friends. And all, how you doing these days?
Boy, you got a lot of assumptions there. Now we're friends or whatever. I'm good. Getting caught up with my list of customers to take care of, and you know, we're slowed down to a dull roar now. You know, doing a couple a day, and you know, it's a little bit better to handle the situation, you know.
Imagine that. It gets busy, and when the weather gets hot, units go bad or don't put out as much as people think they should, then they're screaming for somebody to come fix it now. Then they realize they gotta have to wait their turn. And how's our boy Jimmy been doing lately?
I just saw him a couple hours ago. We were working on a unit. You know, you're right about that, Rusty. And sometimes you get a situation like I had last week. I had a customer call me last Monday, and it was, you know, really warm that past weekend, that Friday before and whatnot. And he was saying something to the effect where he couldn't get the house back down to 68. And I told him it's not going to happen. Not when it's 95 out, you know. And, we were texting back and forth. We weren't on the phone, really. And he said, well, I said, I can't get out there today. I'm, you know, kind of slammed full. I'm in Spartanburg. I'm the other direction. So he wound up calling somebody else, and I haven't heard back from him. So, you know, you get to a situation where you got to let customers go, you know, and say, well, there's nothing I can do for you.
Sometimes they just won't believe that you know, when you're snowed under. And been there, done that, don't have a T-shirt for it, don't want one. So, yeah, I know what that's like. You get into a situation, and they want you there yesterday, and you have to say, well, hey, my route's full today. I ain't got room for you, and you're in a town 40 miles from where I am. I had that happen when I was working for the exterminator. I was down in Lawrence servicing accounts down that way, and one of my customers in Gaffney called and wanted me to come over there and take care of this problem right now. I said, I can't be there. I can be there tomorrow because I'm on coming that way. But, you know, he got all upset about it, and he said, well, I'll just call somebody. I said, that's your privilege, sir. And I went the next day and took care of his problem, and it wasn't as bad as he was making it out to be.
That's a similar, it's a similar thing that I go through. You know, I try and help people. If I can get there the same day, I'll work a little into the night if I have to get there. I've gone to people's home at 6 o'clock at night and throw a capacitor in or whatever, you know. But you know, I try and prioritize the systems that are completely down, you know, and get to some of these folks and try and get them back up and running again. I mean, last week I was at a customer's house between the rainstorms. You know, I had to wait for the rain to let up a little bit, then I ran over, threw a capacitor in, cleaned it up, and by the time I was walking my tool bag back to my car, it started raining again. But I got them running.
Yeah, we can sympathize with that rain sessions. We were up in Michigan where we were, and every time it looked like things were going to be good, we had more rain come running in. Fortunately for us, last Sunday, the weather turned out to be just slightly sunny, not real hot, but slightly sunny, comfortable, and because they had between 80 and 100 people come to her brother's birthday party that day.
Wow, cool. But, no, you know, sometimes you have to let customers go. You know, okay, it's a free country. Well, for now, anyway. it's a free country. You can choose whatever company you want to hire, you know.
Yep. Not the size of it. So where are you working today? Over your way or back over my way?
Oh, I am sitting at my desk in my house. I'm already done for the day.
You got done in a hurry today. And I'll... had a light day, I'll take it. So, anyway, well, good for you. Good for you. Well, I got a few more things to do at home this afternoon, and then I got barbershop rehearsal tonight. And get back to that, because I missed it last week since I was out of town. And go from there. So we'll see what happens and everything. But good to talk to you. And I'm getting close to home down here, so I'm going to go ahead and get off here and maneuver these last few miles here. You have a good one, Dave, and we'll catch you later. KB2HXS, W2D.
All right, Rusty, have a good day. Have a good afternoon. Good to speak with you. I'm glad you had the opportunity to talk to me today. Have a good afternoon, KB2HXS.
KB2HXS, in the matter of information, Tom was going to Greenville Greer Memorial for a blood draw, so he'll probably be back out shortly.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad he's okay. I didn't hear him on here today.
He's okay. He's just normal stuff. But anyway, I'm getting out to KR4ACR.
All right, sir. Thank you. KR4ACR, KB2HXS 73. We'll catch you later.
HXS, KF4NXY. How you doing, Dave?
How are you? I was just walking away to get a cup of coffee. What's going on?
Well, I just come in from outside. We've been on a couple little short trips over the last week and a half and just kind of resting up from all that. But, yeah, I heard you talking about them capacitors. You know, them flux capacitors, they go out real easy.
Yeah, I can make a silly Back to the Future comment, but great Scott. Yeah, and I'm very careful which brands I buy because some of the cheapies, man, they last barely a year. So I try and buy the better brands, Gentech or GE or something.
I know absolutely nothing about that stuff. That's why I call you anytime something goes squirrely with it.
But I'm just careful where I buy my parts and what I'm buying because, again, you know, the quality sometimes just isn't there, you know. And you know me, I check the capacitors before I put them in. I make sure that what they say they are, you know. So anyway, Dave, you have a good afternoon. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. The wife just went to get pizza. We got the grandkids later. KO4NXY, KB2HXS. I almost forgot my own calls. Good Lord.
Well, that sounded like a good combination. Get you a cup of coffee and a slice of piece of pizza and enjoy them grandchildren. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
See you, Dave. KB2HXS.